Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation from Coronavirus Studios and Quarantine Central, folks. We're 40,000 leagues under the sea because we go deeper, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I can't believe the Democrats have botched the monkeypox. Not people actually believe in that crap. Like, they botched the monkeypox. I'm going to get into that. When I posted a bunch of things that were like, when do we get the inflation relief check, and I had a ton of people like, that's why we're in this mess. I'm like, it was a joke, you know. It's like people are waiting for the next pandemic. when do we get the next pandemic so we can stay at home and make more money than we would be working and make the economy even worse? I'll get it, because I was one that when these stimulus checks were coming out, I'm like, you better stockpile some stuff that's not going to go bad, because something that you buy with the stimulus check now is going to be about 300% more once the stuff goes through. So, you know, I support this environment. That's why I'll never buy an electric vehicle or a wind turbine or any of that stuff. I don't support that stuff because I want to have the earth last a long time. It's funny how, like, Elijah Dickinson, he's not a good Samaritan. And, oh, my God. And then they have, like the mayor in Chicago. I don't know if you heard about this one. I want to get into this. This is how pathetic this is. The mayor in I always say Chicago because some people won't know what to do if you call it Chicago. But the Highland Park mayor, see, if you call it Highland Park, what do you mean Highland Park? But if you say Chicago, they'll know what you mean. She said, like, an armed good guy would have not stopped the rampage, and it would have made it worse. But an Indiana hero with a gun stopped the shooter in 15 seconds. We just proved that a good guy with a gun will stop a bad guy, but she's like, no, it won't. And I knew. Ocasio-Cortez, did you see that where she's like, she's at like a pro-murder rally at the Supreme Court? Like, how dare they not allow us to kill babies? Then you get these women that I'm gonna get pregnant on purpose just so I can kill the baby. Imagine if your mom did. All these people that want like abortions, they're only here because their mother chose life. But I want to get into so much stuff tonight. And then she faked like she was arrested. But we got good news. Dick Morse has come out. Hillary Clinton's going to run in 2024. Oh, Lord. And does Biden really have cancer? He basically said that. I don't know what to believe with what's coming out of his mouth. But I want to get into so much more. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And let's get into let's get into the conversation, folks. Let's get into this first.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells. I'm a music artist, worship leader, and pastor from Houston, Texas. And here's your verse of the day. 1 Peter 3:15. The scripture says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who is asking you to give an account for the hope that is in you, but with gentleness and respect. What this verse speaks to me today is that surrendering to the lordship and leadership of Jesus frees us to live with hope. And a life lived with hope is a life that attracts questions. When people sense our hope, peace, and joy, When it's hard to make sense of the culture, the economy, personal life circumstances, a curiosity about how our hope is possible is ignited. It's so special to me that this scripture uses the word defense. We should pay attention. You know, any good lawyer knows that the strength of a case is in the evidence. Even better than evidence are eyewitness accounts. Our greatest defense for our great hope is the evidence of God's word. This scripture is reminding us that knowledge and understanding of God's word is paramount in compelling the non-believer. But the evidence is elevated by our firsthand witness account of his goodness. I think the most important takeaway is the spirit in which we make our case. That gentleness and respect are amplifiers of the truth we share. The opposite muffles our defense. I hope this verse inspires you today.
That is the verse of the day. It's 1 Peter 3:15. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Think about, you know, and that's what we got to do. We got to be more than just a, hey, I'm at church. You know, that's the thing. So many places, they got to have a three-ring circus. You know, when did the building and the praise and worship and all that stuff become more important than the Bible and this word? You know, we at my church, we're doing a intercessor prayer my wife started, and, you know, I was praying for a while. I'm like, I got to have time with my wife alone. I'm going to get in some deep prayer. And, you know, my pastor and his wife, please look after them. They're not doing well. They're sick, so keep them in your prayers. But we ended up being the only two there, and normally there's like 15 people or so, but it was just a great time, and we just got together, and we got into prayer, and prayer moves, you know, and, you know, just put God first and watch him work. And that's what's going on, because, I mean, we're starting to trigger people left and right, because you look at that Highland Park mayor, and they've had, I remember there was a shooting on a bus. I don't know if you remember this in Chicago several years ago, there was like a shooting on a bus, and the people that, a good guy with a gun would have made it worse. And I told someone, because I was talking to someone, I'm like, so you mean a cop would have made it worse? I guess you don't want cops. What do you mean? You said a good guy with a gun. Yeah, I didn't think. Where is a cop a bad guy? Show me where every single solitary, there are great cops. Just like there are criminals and there are good people. But let me tell you something, folks. Highland Park mayor said armed good guy could not have stopped the rampage, but Indiana superhero ended shooter in 15 seconds. How dare you? How dare a good... We need to wait on a good... Wait, no, we can't wait on a... You can't wait. Then how can she support... Then I hope that Highland Park... Then she should not have police protection, because isn't that an armed guy with a gun? You can debate if every cop is good or bad. I'm not going to debate that with you, because there is good and bad in everybody. But seriously, folks, don't worry. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. A good guy with a gun in Indiana stops a mass murder rampage in 15 seconds, but Highland Park mayor said that's not the truth. Because she just wants to try to take away, you know, she wants to have like 75 people around here fully armed, but she didn't want you to have protection. Now, if she believes, if she doesn't believe in being protected by guns, and she doesn't want to have anyone around her with guns, and she wants to get rid of the police in her city and have no cops or like police, but no guns or anything, and she didn't want to have anything to do with anyone protecting her or taking care of her around her with guns, then at least she's making sense. Well, you know, anywho, that's just funny. A good guy with a gun's not going to stop the problem. Well, then don't call the cops. She sounds like those retards that, like, defend the police, and as soon as they get shut up, where's the cops? It's okay, folks. They don't know what to do, because facts are blowing up in their face that prove them wrong. That's not... a bad guy. It's funny how once we ban guns, there's not going to be any guns. But if we stop abortion and make it illegal, oh, don't worry, we'll use coat hangers, whatever. We'll keep killing babies. But, you know, like these people that like, oh, I'm gonna get pregnant just so I can kill a baby. Wow. That shows your intelligence. I've heard of people, I'm gonna get pregnant just so I can have an abortion just to kill the baby. Why don't you give birth to the baby and have it for 3 years and then smother it with a pillow? And then we can arrest you and throw you in jail for murdering. It's sick. All these pro-choice people, just remember, your family and your parents were pro-life, or else you wouldn't be here. I mean, these pro-choice people are just like these people that are screaming to have their freedoms taken away. I'm so tired of these people that are literally like screaming at the top of their lungs, fighting to get their freedoms taken away. And I hope kids are listening. I hope your kids are in the room. I hope they hear this. I hope they hear that. Wait a minute here. There are people, Mommy, that thank you for choosing life. Anyone that's pro-choice, I want you to ask your mom, why did she have you? Why didn't she abort you? Why didn't she kill you? If I ever see someone that's pro-choice, I say, why didn't your mom kill you then? I mean, you want to see babies die? I mean, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, there's been over 500 babies murdered in Indiana alone. 500 kids plus that have been murdered. And it's a 0.0853% of the population that is aborted because of like a rape or something like that. And then you get these people that don't understand, but a DNC, like if you have a baby and it miscarriages and it doesn't come out and they have to take the baby out, it's called a DNC. It's not an abortion. People act like all these medical procedures they do, like if it's between you and the baby and all these things, they're never going to be able to happen. These people are being fed lies. Sort of like the vaccine. To properly vet a medication or a vaccine, it would take way longer than a pandemic would last. That's why you could never technically have a real vaccine in time for a pandemic because... And then people say, well, then how'd they get the COVID vaccine? Well, because they didn't do the proper vetting. They didn't do the proper procedures. They rushed the thing through. That's why you wouldn't get me within a million miles of that crap. There's no way you're injecting that stuff in me. I've known tons of people that, assisted living people that have gotten it that now can't, that like, hey, they used to, yeah, to help them a little bit, but they could get out and walk around with their walker and do stuff. Now they can get out of bed. There's so many problems, and that's just what we know so far. That's not the long-term effects, because they ask some of the people, like, well, what are the long-term effects? My kid ain't getting this vaccine. We, as pharmacists, people making the vaccine, do not know the long-term effects this is going to have on kids. And we're talking, like, 5, 10, 15. I think, honestly, I really do believe this, that women that got it, you know, like when their parents forced them to get it when they're 5 or 6 or 7, they're going to find out when they get into their 20s that they'll never be able to have kids. They'll find out later in life damages that were caused by the vaccine that they never knew about. I truly believe that. And I'm usually not wrong about stuff like that, but I 100%, I'd put $1 million bet on it that you're going to have probably a quarter, if not 30 to 35% of the population of women find out that they're having problems later in life when they try to get pregnant or try to have kids or something because of the vaccine. And then I don't know if you saw the video when they had that protest, you know, people wanting to supporting murder, and then they're like, you know, and AOC pretending like she was handcuffed, And then Toshi does like a communist fist in the air. Oh yeah, this place is a circus. It's a circus. Oh yeah, Newsweek. Dick Morris has already said that Hillary Clinton is going to run for president in 2024. So you can go ahead and make the Madam President Newsweek with the 2024 cover on it already. Go ahead and ship that out like you did last time. You went out and shipped them all out. And then you had to, like, hurry up and ship the other ones out because you had it rigged for Trump. And no, you had it rigged for Hillary. And when she didn't win, you had to, whoops, you had to do a quick 180. Oh, that was hilarious. But that's how it is. But that's how it is, you know. That's how it is, you know. I mean, people don't understand that. Just one second, folks. Yeah, I'm trying to find out what's going on. My wife's trying to call me during the show when I'm live, so I apologize, folks. I'm trying to find out what's going on, but, you know, that's this world we live in. Okay. But that's where we're at in this world. It's a sad place. Don't worry, folks. Law-abiding citizens can't protect you. You need the government to protect you, but that's not working. That Elijah Dickens, he's not a good Samaritan. Don't praise him. We needed to have a ton of people die so that we can... He's making our... The gun ban agenda is not working because all this proof that good guys with guns are a problem. And what's funny, I mean, this whole world is funny because you got, let me see here, you got like the Biden White House, like, well, the gas prices have dropped, da da da. Yeah, they're still like $3 higher than like $2.50 plus higher than last year, than when Biden, you know, right when Biden took office, they're like $2.50 higher plus. Oh, but they've gone down. They were $5. Now it's $4.09. From $5 when it was $1.80 under Trump. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. You know, it's kind of like when you go to a store and something's worth $10 and they bring it up to $20 and then they take 50% off. Well, you say $50. You say 50% off. Not really, because if it's worth $10 and you're marking up to $20 and then you take it down to $10, I'm still paying $10 or something. You get a market at... In fact, I was at this, there was a sporting disorder is going to have business, like the sportsman's out there going to have business, something like where it was. I'm like, oh, just wait till this kayak that's up here goes down. And when it went down to the floor, they increased the price by like $280. It went from like 200 and something to like 500 or something. It was like, it went up a lot. And then they had like 30% off or something. I'm like, I said, what's up with this? Because when this, I was looking at buying this when it was up there, but it was like 200 like some dollars. So I thought, wow, by the time Okay, so when it comes down here, cha-ching, so why is it now 400 when it was like 200 and something? Sir, this is the price of it. It's not the price it was when it was up there. Don't try to lie. I know what time it is. Just a second, folks. But yeah, that's how it is, folks. This is what we live in, folks. It's a new world where nothing makes sense. I mean, like remember that show, Whose Lines Anyways? Where points don't matter, you know, it's kinda like that type of thing. It's just hilarious. Nothing makes sense. You know, but it's like they try to like everything goes up in price by like 20% and then they lower the price by like 5% and then they say the prices have gone down. Well, that don't mean it. If you're paying 25% more for something and then it goes down 10%, if it goes up more than the price goes down, it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't fix anything. If you think you're going to get a deal on something and they increase the price and when they give you a percentage off, the actual price is higher than it would have been if they would have left the price alone. Like if I would have gotten that kayak thing upstairs before they brought it down, I was thinking, with the price being like it is, going upstairs, I'll clean house. There's 30% off of this or whatever, 15%, I'll take it. As soon as they bring it down, they increase the price. So I actually, and what's funny is, I mean, like I've been to like going out of business places and I have like food stores. I'm like, yeah, like you want how much? I'll take it. And I give stuff to people. I'm like, yeah, they have these, like, they have, what are they, like, the pink Himalayan sea salt, like, grinders and pepper grinders and stuff like that, and I'll buy those little individual ones, and it's funny because I'm like, yep, they sell those every day at Aldi's for cheaper than what they want. It's like a going out of business sale, and everything's, like, 30% off. I'm like, so, like, Dollar Tree, there's a bunch of stuff at Dollar Tree now that they're, I watch a guy that does, like, deals and stuff, and he's like, this is stuff that now that Dollar Tree's gone up a 25% inflation cost, from $1 to $1.25, there's a ton of things that now, like, don't buy this at Dollar Tree because you can get it at Walmart. You can get it at, like, Dollar General and stuff for cheaper. And he goes to a whole list of things. But hey, it's the world we live in, folks. You know, we have a president that you don't know what to believe. He makes no sense. It's just one of those weird things. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, like Joe Biden kind of came out today like he has cancer. I don't know if he really meant what he said or if he, I mean, does he have it? Does he, you know what I mean? And if he did, do you think they would really sit there and say anything? The whole world's coming to an end, I think. You know, because we got a climate crisis and we need to defend fossils. We need to get rid of fossil fuels and have wind turbines that use truckloads of fossil fuels. And there was I read an article where it was a California couple found out that the batteries for their electric car cost more than the car itself. Like, it was ridiculous. Yeah. It's okay, folks. We got Joe Biden. He's going to increase the price of things by 50%. give you a 25% off discount and act like you're getting a deal. See, I wouldn't trust a Democrat or a Republican, for that matter, to sell me a car. Joe Biden's like that car salesman. We'll pay if you trade no matter how much you owe. So you're going to pay it off?
Go on me today.
Folks, just a second. My wife is more important right now. If I need to end this conversation, you just say a word and I can't.
No.
Folks, I want you to do something for me right now, folks. Earlier in the program, you had me, my pastor and his wife aren't doing well, and I asked you to pray for him. Whether Biden has cancer or not, we have no idea. I don't know what to believe out of his mouth, but he said that. So, but I need you to get my producer, Melissa, my wife, on your prayer chains and pray for her. She needs it bad. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. And God's been moving. We've been doing a prayer at the church and just keep her in your prayers. But, I mean, this whole, I mean, I wouldn't trust Biden or a Democrat or most Republicans to sell my mom or any family member a car. Like, never, like I was talking about before my wife came in and I was spending a few seconds with her. You know, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. And what they do is they take your loan and they put it on another loan. So the $5,000 or $10,000 you owe on this car, they just tack it onto your other loan. And now, first of all, I'd say, okay, let's deal with this. Before I buy this car, I want you to pay off this. I want you to show me that I want the title in hand with this. And then, I mean, and when you really get into it, the nitty-gritty, you realize that they're just going to take this loan. And if you get a $20,000 loan, well, now it's a $30,000 loan because they're taking that car payment, that loan from their loan and putting it onto this one. But don't worry, folks. Just keep trusting these people. Like that California family found out that the batteries for the electric car cost more than the car itself. And then you got these people. Well, we need to stop production of fossil fuels ASAP and reduce them like 90% because we need to control companies and tell them we're the government. We know what's best. Folks, if you know anything, Mount St. Helens did more damage to this earth than every single solitary car that's ever been driven. What is it, 2 years into maintenance on these wind turbines near where I live, and they've already blown through more money than they budgeted for 10 years? Yeah. Oh, but those fossil fuels and stuff, yeah, they use fossil fuels and oils and stuff like that to keep the turbines going. Yeah, I mean, if you bought pens for 50 cents and you sold them for 20 cents, how long would you stay in business when you're losing money? Well, those wind turbines are the same way, folks. They don't make no money. But don't worry. We got a climate crisis. We got to do something because the North, well, according to Al Gore, the North and South Pole should have ended. We should be swimming in water. We should be oceanfront property right now, and I'm in the middle of the country. But don't worry, folks. In about 3 or 4 days, since Dick Morris said that Hillary Clinton is going to run, confirmed in 2024, I say I give it about a week before the Newsweek comes out saying, Madam President. Oh, you're fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. But that's how it is. Yeah, my wife, I get engaged with her, so I like when she speaks. I like to listen, you know, I love my niece, I love my wife, I love my mom and dad, my mother and father-in-law, and my family, because they get this. They know what BS this is, this climate emergency thing, this climate crisis where the whole world's going to come to an end. Well, it should have happened a long time ago, thanks to, because of Al Gore. See, these, nothing's adding up. The Highland Park mayor, well, a good guy with a gun's not going to have prevented that. Well, the facts show that a guy in 15 seconds in Indiana with a gun ended the situation. The more you, it's like the people with Scientology. It's great, it's wonderful, and then once they realize, once they're in it long enough and they realize they were duped and scammed into it, here you grab a hold of this, the e-meter. And they try to get you to give up secrets that they can blackmail you with and stuff, and they try to control you and own you, and then you realize that, oh, I have that Dianetics book, I have 50 copies of it. They just reprint it with a different cover. And 99% of the books, talk to Leah Remini. What does she have, like 50? What does she have, like 50 or 60 Dianetics books? And except for the front cover, they're 199% the exact same thing. There's nothing's changed. But, yo, you need to buy the book. You need to buy the book. And then before you know it, you're in billions of dollars in debt buying books over and over again. They're the exact same. They just put a different cover on it. You know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. But see, but we're putting our money where our mouth is, because Netflix has lost over 1 million subscribers, one of the largest dumps in our history. I mean, we found out, like with Roku, there are tons of, like, live Roku channels you can get. Me and my wife, the biggest decision we ever did was dump cable. I mean, even with just my satellite, like, I had one guy one time, I was at AT&T, and this is how, I mean, of course they get commission stuff, but he was like, so who do you use for cable or satellite? I'm like, I use an antenna, dude. I love the thing. The five channel, well, yeah, it gets pretty old. Not really, because we have, like, five channels that we religiously watch, and why pay for them when we can get them through the satellite? We love MeTV. We don't have to watch the political crap. But it's just, but, you know, and I think people are starting to put their money where their mouths are and say, hey, no, okay. I'm just listening. But that's how it is. That's where this, and I don't understand this. I don't understand how anyone can sit there, because I have some friends that don't get it either. When they act like the gas price has gone down, well, has it? Yes. Is it to, like, Trump's price? No. But is it one of those? But that's the problem. At least I have friends that get that thing. At least I have friends that get it. They're like, wait a minute here. Why are they claiming, like, the gas price has dropped? Well, it hasn't dropped. Yeah, but it's still way higher than it was under Trump. If you're buying something for a dollar and now it's $6 and it goes down to $4, you're still paying $3 more for it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for everyone. It's just starting to... I never thought I'd see a day where a mass shooting would happen and a guy would stop the mass shooting from happening. I mean, imagine if you compared that to, what if someone would have stopped and foiled the plans of 9/11 and someone said, wait a minute, we need to screen this guy, and they stopped the people from getting on the planes and 9/11 never happened. Well, it's not really good. Okay, the plan we have understanding is these planes were going to go to the Sears Tower and demolish the Sears Tower, and they were headed for the Golden Gate Bridge. They were going to take out the Golden Gate Bridge and the Statue of Liberty and all this stuff. A good guy with a gun's going to foil the plan. No, it's not. It's going to make it worse. Well, then you better not be calling the cops. You better not be calling the military. You better not be calling anyone with a gun. We need to call and urge that the Highland Park mayor get rid of any guns in her city, police or anything. if she has a problem in her city, she better not be relying on, I hope the next time there's a mass shooting in Highland Park, I hope you better not call the cops, because they're good guys with guns. And if they're black cops, they'll be like, oh yeah, I see what it is, man. They're just fronting for the man. And they need to wake up, man. They're Uncle Tom's, man. That's what it is. No. There's good cops and there's bad cops. There's good doctors and there's ones that screw. There's ones that will sit there and sedate somebody and rape them and all kinds of stuff. There's good and bad and everything. But then you got people like Pink. Okay, sorry, folks, but no one wants you there, Pink. No one cares about you. You're a retard. I never even heard about you until you came out like, I'm pro-abortion. I think this is bullcrap. I hate America because you won't let us kill babies. Just remember, folks, the Antifa group was started with origins in 1920s in Germany. It's a communist group. See, if these people get what they really want, just go to move to North Korea if you want what if you truly support what you want. Most of these liberal college kids, move to North Korea, where you can't leave the country. And if you try to escape, good luck, because there's electric fences that will kill you. There's landmines everywhere. Good luck. You go to work camps. Good luck. You're indoctrinated. I mean, they're already indoctrinating you. You have a radio in your house that you can't turn down. You can turn it down, but you can't shut it off, and it just has government propaganda. But then you want to listen to that because you have the dear leader. If you can prove something ain't true, they take care of it so that you can't prove that it's true. If this tree proves that what they said is a lie, then they cut down the tree. Folks, but that's what these kids want. They want to have, I mean, if most of these college kids get the country they want, they won't be able to go anywhere. You won't be able to leave your own country. You'll be in a travel restriction like North Korea. See, they think it's funny because they try to censor me, but just wait till they're censored. Just wait till they're controlled. Just wait. Just wait. So they, well, wait a minute. I don't want this. I didn't vote, because all these people now are like, wait a minute. I didn't vote for this. I didn't want this. I don't want empty shelves. I don't want to have $25 gas. I don't want to have all this crap and getting it. Well, good luck. They rigged the 2020 election, and they're going to figure out a way to do it in 2024, so good luck. Good luck. And if they end the filibuster and they try to shove a government-controlled election system, good luck. Good luck, because now that the person you voted for, you can't stand and you don't like and you wish you would have voted for Trump, now you can't do it. Now it's rigged. And now good luck trying to get anyone else in. Good luck. Have fun. And the only way you're going to be able to get out of it is they can't control us as long as we have the right to defend ourselves with guns. But don't worry, you want that taken away too. I mean, my boy, I love, you know, I mean, but there's a lot of good things going. We got to wake these, but that's the problem you really have in this nation is so many people that, well, okay, you voted for Biden. Well, why did you support this? Why did you support that? Well, I didn't know he said that. So you voted for someone because you didn't like Trump, but you didn't even, I mean, there's times where there's like two judges. I'm sitting on my phone trying to find out what I can about. That's why when you vote, try to find out about who you're voting for. What did this judge support? Okay, since 1976, a guy named Robert Randall, since 78, actually, he's been getting medical marijuana paper by our tax dollars. He died of old age. He's way up there in age. Pardon me. But guess what, folks? Oh, yeah. Irvin Rosenfeld's been getting 300 marijuana and rolled cigarettes paper by your tax dollars. Oh, yeah, that's... Wait a minute. Oh, wow. Oh, but it has no medical value. Oh, do your research on stuff. Know the facts. Know what this... Well, I didn't know he said that. I didn't know he did that. I didn't know he said that. No way. That can't be. Like these people that, well, if I have a miscarriage, the baby's going to have to stay inside of me because they can't do an abortion. It's called a DNC. Yes, they will be able to. Like, they're not going to be able to take out... How? That is the most stupid... It's already dead, and it's inside you. You're not killing it. You're getting it out. I tell you. But people buy this crap. People are like, these greedy Republicans are taking away my rights. No, we're taking away the rights of the 92% that just get pregnant just to have an abortion because they got pregnant and they don't know how to deal with that. Well, yeah, there's a thing called pregnancy and STDs and HIV that you can get if you have sex. And you need to be prepared for the responsibility that you might get HIV, you might get STDs, you might get pregnant. I already did it. I did the garden already. Tell me I watered the garden already. Yeah, my wife's really hurting, and I mean, just my wife was going to do stuff, I already did, so I just try to help her out and let her know. So, but thank you so much for keeping this nation in your prayers, folks, because it's gonna take God to get this nation back. It's gonna take, and I think he answered one prayer. Hillary Clinton, man, who's gonna vote for that? Who would want that? I'm for her. Hello, folks. My name's Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here to tell you that Hillary Clinton is gonna run for president, and I know this because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know everything. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And I want to say something on this program, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I want you all to know that in Highland Park, just because a guy in the gym with a gun stopped a bad guy, doesn't mean in Highland Park he would have stopped a bad guy. I mean, I'm against people having guns, because just Americans don't stop bad people. But, you know, being surrounded by tons of people with guns and armed guards and stuff like that, that's okay. Because, you know, I mean, I know guns don't protect you, but they protect me, okay? I'm okay to have guns protect me, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. But I want you to know that you shouldn't have guns. Because, see, though there's 25 people around me fully armed, we'll stop a bad guy, but a good Samaritan won't stop a bad guy, because I know it's a mental person, and I know it don't make sense, but just trust me. I know this. I mean, trust me that it's not water, it's not vodka. I know it's not water, because I'm not drunk, and I'm mental person. I know I'm not drunk, because I'm thinking it's not water. Well, thank you there, Nancy Pelosi. Thank you. All right, you're very welcome, folks, because I want to thank you for having me on the program today, because I know your listeners really love me, because I know you, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, I know everything. Well, that's just great, Nancy Pelosi. You have a great day. That's this world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in, folks. I'm expected to... I have to... You think you're a man even though you're a woman and I have to pretend along with you? No, I don't. If you have a uterus, you're a woman. If you have a prostate, you're a man. Pretend all you want to. I'm not pretending along with you. If you want to pretend you're a woman, go right ahead. I'll tell you when you're 40, you're going to have a prostate exam. Your doctor's going to tell you to drop the drawers and you're going to put on a glove and check your prostate. Trust me. I know, I've had it done. I'm at the age where now I don't laugh at the commercial. I wonder if I get the 3 days of relief or the 24 hours or the 8 hours. Folks, you can stand up. You don't have to pretend along with these people. If they want to think they're a chick when they're a guy, let them. You don't have to. You can. You're offending me. Great. Good. Pants. You can get mad in the same pants you get glad in. I'm offended. He thinks I'm a man. Well, you got a male private part down below, so yes, you are a man. No, I'm not. I'm a woman. Okay, well then, give birth. Yeah. The party that couldn't tell what gender is what of the 50 million they've created now massively knows that one gender. I'm going to go to, like, pro-choice rally. Huh? You can't have a say in this. Oh, you're assuming my gender? Yeah, just go to these like, pro-choice rallies and stuff and be in support of, like, ending abortion. And when they say you don't have a say, yes, I do. Don't assume my gender. It takes two to have a baby. It should take two to make the decision. So even if it is legal in your state, you should have a say whether she keeps it or not, because it's 50% yours. Just remember, folks, all you pro-choicers out there, your parents chose life. My father chose death, but then he died for my sins. He died for everybody. Yes. Man as a mankind, as in human beings, as in one species. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I want to get into some Premier League news, folks. Oh, man, this is I talk to a guy at work all the time about the transfer news. I'm like, man, this is a dumpster fire. I mean, it's just crazy, because, especially with Manchester United being a big fan. And what's funny is, all who are linked to, like, I don't want Tillemans, no. We're linked to him. If we don't get De Jong, Lord help us. But if Chelsea gets him, I hope they pay, like, way more than he's worth. I hope they spend a lot of, and I'll be mad if he comes to, if he goes to Chelsea and he don't want to leave Barcelona. That's the problem. He's pissed. I would look at it from this standpoint. Okay, if Man City want him or Chelsea want him or whatever, that's fine. But think of it from Barcelona's standpoint. You're Lewandowski or you're Rafinha. Where are they getting the money to pay me if they can't pay the $17 million for De Jong? Oh, yeah, they have to force him out and sell him against his will so that they can get other players in here. I wonder what happens if he refuses to leave. I don't know what if he's under contract or what it is or what they can, you know, can he, like, refuse to leave? I mean, there's a lot of people say that they don't think Barcelona is going to last two more years. That club won't survive. I mean, yeah, Manchester United is in debt, yes, but they're paying their debt. So, I mean, if you have a house and you have a $20,000 mortgage, let's say, which is really cheap, if you're paying on it, you're in debt for the mortgage that you owe, but you're paying on it, so you're fine. You know, when you have Barcelona that can't afford to pay 17 million pounds to De Jong, but they're signing all these other players, and I guess, I mean, they're like, as soon as they can get them in, I mean, I think the sooner they can get money for De Jong, the sooner they can pay. No. If Barcelona sell him to Chelsea, that'd be bullcrap. Unless the player said, that's where I want to go, if I have to leave. But he knows Erik ten Hag. He knows, so it's not bad. I think he's just trying to get his money. He's like, no, you're not. I think he's trying to screw them over. I think the longer he waits to accept a deal with United or anybody, the longer he does, because I think he's going to, I think one of the things I think that might happen, he might go to United, and he's just going to hold off. He's going to screw them. Well, if you can't sign these players until I'm sold, well, then I would love to find out that he's talked to Erik ten Hag and say, hey, I'm not going to be in the team right away, because since they can't pay me, I'm going to sign with you. I'm holding off to the very last minute. I want it in writing. I want it in an agreement that's not legal. I want it so that, like, I'm holding out so that they're screwed. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I think it's just getting to be ridiculous. I mean, and we're getting linked to everyone. Is Ronaldo going to leave? I look at it like this. If Ronaldo comes or goes, if he doesn't want to be here, bye. If he wants to stay, stay. We're not Ronaldo. We're not Ronaldo FC. We're not the young FC. You wonder what happens if, like, no team bids on De Jong. What they need to do is they need to sit there and say, okay, hey, we put a 30 million pound bid in for Tillemans. And when they accept, if they accept and we go with this, we won't have the money for De Jong, and force Barcelona's hand to say, okay, if you absolutely can't make bills without selling De Jong, there you go. I don't know, man. I think it's just nuts. I know Anthony wants a transfer. There's so much going on, folks. It's just nuts. But we're not Ronaldo FC. We're not one player FC. We're United, Manchester United Football Club. And I want to see Ten Hag throw the owners under the bus if they don't. I mean, so far they're doing some decent deals, and we need to keep it going, folks. And I think I applaud De Jong. I think he's doing the right thing. If I was Rafinha, or I was, you know, if I was Rafinha, I'd be like, okay, well, if you can't pay $17 million that is owed to De Jong, how are you going to pay me? What if he decides that he's not going to leave under any circumstance? I don't want to leave. What's going to happen? Lewandowski, how are you going to pay me? I can honestly see in 2 years Barcelona not existing. Folding because they don't have money. But folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. We really hope you feel a part of. And I mean, I thought this was going to be a crazy transfer window, and I think it will be. You know, I think Erik ten Hag has made some statements, kind of like, well, yeah, I think, who is it? Do I back him? Yes. Do I want Harry Maguire as the captain? No. But the way DeYoung's kind of hinted, it's like, well, he's kind of right now, but if he don't live up to the standards, bye-bye. And I guess a lot of players are liking the fact, like, okay, when you go to Carrington, this is what they're making. We're all eating the same thing. You're not, this is what my chef prepared me. This is what my thing. If you have dietary restrictions, they can work with that at Carrington. But this is what you're eating. There you go. We're all eating together. You know, we need to get those. We don't have a Cantona at United. Where is the United where they take off the shirt, rip out the heart, put the jersey on? Okay, 25-0. You're at Old Trafford. 10-0. You're going down. Where is that? There is no look. And of course, when someone gets hurt, you put the heart back in. And as soon as you know they're okay, you take the heart back out and you give you. Well, I've got this kind of my own or whatever. You know, where is? We need a leader. And if Harry Maguire gets turned around by Erik ten Hag and he ends up being a leader, okay. But if he does not, it sounds like Erik ten Hag's like, okay, you're not going to be the captain if you can't, you know. He wants, and the players look like, hey, right now I might be first team. I might not be. I might be on the bench. If I can hold on, if I can't. So just think about that, folks. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because I think he sounds like it's, hey, you know, if you want a spot on the team, you're going to have to earn it every week. So it's going to be neat to see what folds with this Frankie DeYoung situation because I think he's just trying to, he's, okay, well, you owe me this money. I'll leave, but you owe me this money, and I want this money. You know, they've screwed him over so much, I think he's trying to screw them over. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. It's going to be interesting to see, because I thought Arsenal was going to have a really good transfer window, and they're kind of looking like, you know, but we just got to keep, I think if we can get if we can get DeYoung in, if we could get Tillemans and DeYoung and get Tillemans for really cheap, you know, then okay, like 15, 20 million tops, then okay. But thank you, folks, for tuning in. And with the Firm Alliance and the protection of the divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.